Right. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item, should not take part in any vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when this is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue for any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak. I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question. Type C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Moving on to item one, have we any apologies?
Harry Corku, Chair.
Okay, number two, any declarations of interest? Okay, and moving on to number three, the action sheet arising from the AHC committee held on the 16th of September. And I will just go through page one and page two. If we could have a seconder and proposer and any comments. Councillor Sergeant.
Thank you, Chair. I'm happy to propose. Have a question. It's on the first item on relation to the Attendance Matters Department of Education. Has there been any update from the Department for Education in regards to expanding the RAISE program beyond Newry?
Through the chair, we don't have an update on that, but certainly we can follow up with the member afterwards. I know that's has been something that's been raised outside of the committee and council, so certainly we can find out the latest and come back to you on that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item four is the district electoral area forms update report with Ali. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we need a second there. Sorry, is he looking to come? Moving on to item four is a district electoral area forms update report with Ali.
Chair, I don't propose to speak to the report. It's for noting and for agreement of the actions in the action sheets listed at 3.1 in the report, but happy to take any questions.
Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. A query from my colleague, Councillor Jill Truesdale. So I think there was supposed to be a meeting last week regarding mitigations, and it may have been postponed. I'm not sure. Did that happen? And secondly, there was a car meet on Saturday evening, the 19th, but due to the PSNI pooling resources and given a warning out over social media that they would be in attendance, that actually passed off without incident. So we would like to thank the PSNI for doing this and urge Council to act swiftly on the issue. Thanks, Chair.
Through the Chair, I can come back on that. So I was speaking to Councillor Truesdale last week on this issue. So it is something that ourselves as officers are looking at in terms of any mitigations that we can put into Donard Park with regards antisocial behaviour in the vicinity, but also through the PCSP, we're continuing to work with PSNI on that front in terms of dealing with the issue at hand and supporting the PSNI in that front. So, what I think maybe there's another question on that as well.
Councillor Devlin.
Yeah, thank you, Sharon. It's very similar to Councillor Young's question there, Chair. I know since that meeting has been postponed, there definitely was, I think, one or more car meets. Actually, one of them actually raced as far as Castlewellan. I mean, the noise of these car meets has to be heard to be believed. Whenever you see it down on paper, you don't think it's that bad, but whenever you hear it, and it's just causing havoc for the residents in the fold. I know that meeting was due to be arranged and then was postponed. So I think just to support Councillor Young's, and it was already happened, I think the meeting is due to be rearranged. And again, I suppose, Andy, I think we know the council has invested very, very heavily in Donard Park. A solution isn't absolutely obvious unless you have police there 24/7, which we know we just don't have the resources to do. So it does require a multi-agency response. I think the council has already spent an awful lot of money in that development, if we thought we could fix the problem. But I actually still don't know what the solution for Donard Park is, given the fact that we have the folds, we have private lands that access through it, we can't close the front gates. It's not an easy one. But for the residents that are living nearby, it's an absolute nightmare. So I would agree with you, Councillor Young, what you've raised there. Thank you. So hopefully that meeting can be arranged soon, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah, through the Chair, we will look to, I know it has been raised at the PCSP forum, and there has been different opportunities to look at this. And I know we're continuing to work with PSNI on dealing with the issue when there are meets on. But yes, happy to come back to councillors on that front.
Any other questions? The proposer and seconder, please. Mr. Devlin. Well, thank you. That's okay. So items 5 to 9 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland, 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session. Now, hold it, Roger. Whilst in the committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, service level agreement. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Devlin and seconded by Councillor Young to approve a service level agreement between Council and the organisations detailed within the officer's report, subject to grant funding being awarded. Item 6, fitness equipment service and maintenance. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, to approve the reappointment of a specialist supplier by a direct award contract for equipment maintenance, parts, servicing and associated call-out fees as detailed within the officer's report. Item 7, leisure facilities, plumbing and heating, servicing and maintenance report. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener, to approve the appointment of a contractor via direct award contract for plumbing and heating, servicing and maintenance requirements as detailed within the officer's report. Item 8, departmental procurement. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor McAvoy, to approve the appointment of specialist procurement support services via a framework to meet the procurement as set out in the officer's report. Item 9, update on Peace Plus funding. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Devlin, to note the contents of the officer's report. And moving on to item number 10, which is the update report for the community development strategy. Ali? Oh, sorry, yeah, items 10, 11, and 12 are for noting, but any questions that if not, proposer is seconder. So Councillor Finnegan.
Yes, okay, so hold on, I did this up. Anyway, right, so on the correspondence from the Department for Communities, just to say that we welcome the correspondence from the Minister and I look forward to further update on the matter. I would just ask that we share this correspondence with the Community Plan Strategic Stakeholder Forum as means of update to them after their presentation.
Yeah, we can do that, Chair, through the Chair.
Thank you.
Anything else? Proposer? Oh. Virginia and who went? Who's a second? Surgeoner, yeah.
All three of
you. Okay. That's it.
Do you want
to? Yeah, we're just going to bring in Ali to speak on the item number 10.
Apologies, you thought you'd escaped. just a very brief summary. So one of the actions within the Director of Business Plan for the current year is to develop a community development strategy to include the role of all aspects of the department, which are listed there at 1.2. We feel this is really important. The landscape has certainly changed since 2015. When the new council came about, and we're all aware of the number of challenges facing not only ourselves and other statutory bodies, but also our partners in the community and voluntary sector. So what we're looking to do is to develop an all-encompassing new strategy for the department, which will look at the role of community development, what is it we want it to do and deliver, and how do we do that. The links between all aspects of what we do in terms of community planning, good relations, social inclusion, community services and facilities, and provide strategic direction for our work. And key to this will be tying what we do into the overarching community plan, which sits above everything that we do. Also looking at how we can best work and deliver in partnership with our community and voluntary statutory partners to avoid especially duplication and better connect and collaborate in terms of what we're delivering. The strategy will look at the existing partnerships. I think we're all aware there's a lot of forums and partnerships and working groups and so on, so we need to better align those to ensure that there isn't duplication. Look at existing strategies and documents. As part of that current community facility provision and what the model might look like going forward, and also look at current funding, both internal and external, and how it's administered to ensure that we're getting value for money. Key to going forward is to look at community involvement and participation. We're aware that there is a problem with the reduction in the number of volunteers. So it's how we can you know, capacity build and encourage people to volunteer and how do we support them to do that. As part of the process, consideration will be given as to how the various stakeholders and partner agencies will engage as part of that process, which will, of course, include elected members. So the next step will be to finalise the brief and specification and undertake the required procurement process to do that. So happy to take any questions.
Just to add to that, thanks, Ali. Members will be consulted as part of the development of the strategy. So if you would like to speak to us after about the process, or you know, you will have a formal way of inputting into the strategy. So just to really give you an update that we're doing, we're going to be starting the process within this film. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.